Good morning, everyone. But for the brutal and horrific attacks in Mumbai, India over the weekend, the rollout this morning in about 3.5 hours from now of Barack Obama's national security team was a story that perhaps wouldn't have had the significance that it's going to have today. Barack Obama is expected to name, of course, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, along with a number of other people in his national security team. But joining us now to talk about what this team means and what this newfound urgency in the wake of the attacks in South Asia is all about is Peter Baker of The New York Times. Peter, thanks for joining us from Chicago.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. You know, the Hillary Clinton announcement is not particularly new. It seems to me perhaps the most interesting appointment in the Gates-Clinton nexus here is National Security Advisor, apparently, retired Marine General Jones. Describe, first of all, the significance of Jones and where he's likely to fit in a triumvirate of Gates, Clinton, and Jones.
Well, Jones was the Commandant of the Marine Corps and the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO in Europe, and he's a very, he's a very strong figure who has some strong ideas about what to do in Afghanistan and Iraq. He wrote a report within the last year that said, make no mistake about it, we're not winning in Afghanistan, a very strong warning to the establishment that things were not going well there. So he's going to be a figure who's going to come in and give a new look to the most important, you know, policies that are underway with the United States right now, and somebody who probably can stand up to very prominent figures at both the Pentagon and the State Department.
Is there any suggestion that somewhere in the fine print of this announcement today that there will be a deputy named, a kind of Obama's man at the Pentagon who will report to Obama but be under Secretary Gates, or is the deputy structure going to remain the way it is so far?
Well, I don't think they're going to announce that today, but there will be a strong deputy under Secretary Gates. Everybody believes it will be Richard Danzig, who was the Navy Secretary under President Clinton, and he will be seen by many as the heir apparent when Secretary Gates eventually moves on. And that does create sort of an awkward and unusual situation where you have a defense chief who is in some ways undercut by his deputy, because everybody sees a deputy as the one who's the real choice for the next president. But they seem to think it's going to be old. They're going to make that work anyway, that Gates will continue to wield the sort of authority he ought to wield in order to really run the very, very complicated building he'll have in.
Well, let's talk about that, the complexity, for a moment. You know, over the weekend, I don't know if you heard it, Bob Woodward, and we don't necessarily want to make headlines of what Bob Woodward has to say. He proposed a theory that the economic situation was so urgent that Barack Obama was essentially willing to give some very autonomous characters, purview over the world, including Hillary Clinton and Robert Gates. After the attacks over the weekend, you can't really say that that's going to be a credible approach to national security as we go forward here, do you?
No, I mean, I think the Mumbai attacks showed that no matter how much you think your administration may be about one thing, or the economy at the moment, that national security can raise its head at any given moment. Literally overnight, suddenly you have a whole new reality that you have to deal with as President of the United States. One right now is about not just terrorism, but keeping Pakistan and India from the escalating situation into a very dangerous showdown between two countries with nuclear weapons. So, you know, I don't think there's ever a time, and particularly in today's era, where you can sit there and say national security is on the back shelf while we focus on the economy. It's going to always have to be on the front burner.
Now, because this is, involving a Clinton, Peter Baker, it's undoubted that reporters sitting at this event at 10:40 Eastern time will have stopwatches measuring precisely the amount of time Hillary Clinton talks versus the amount of time Barack Obama talks, and then attempting to decipher whether this was staged properly and delivered the right message of who's reporting to whom. How important is all that atmospheric business this morning?
That's a good question. You know, I'm trying to remember. Frankly, I'm not sure that any President-elect Obama's previous nominees have actually spoken at these events. I think it's only been the president-elect himself who gives comments about each of his nominees and then takes questions from reporters. So, yeah, you know, if you follow that pattern, I'm not sure you'll see Senator Clinton talking at all this morning. And it's a good question. And that would be an interesting reflection of a new reality. Here's a person who, for a while, was seen as the front runner to become the next president, won 18 million votes during the primaries, came very, very close to beating Obama, and now is just somebody who stands behind him silently. That's an interesting change of dynamics. Yeah,
it's certainly that we can predict that the Daily Show's camera will be on Hillary Clinton's body language for tonight's broadcast if she does stand there and say nothing.
That's right, exactly.
Thanks, Peter. I won't get you in trouble on that. We'll go. Peter Baker, New York Times reporter, focusing on the security team being rolled out by the Barack Obama transition team later today. He joined us from Chicago.